Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this, the sixth day of August 2014. Hope you are having a good day. We are here at 4 minutes past high noon each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. We're also available for you by live streaming our show at my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's website, kvoi.com. And of course, we podcast the program along with a complete show archive of every show we have done over the past 3.5 years at buckmastershow.com. During the hour today, we'll get things rolling with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Then about 12:30 or so, we'll have a conversation with Dr. Richard Carmona, who was the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. Lots to talk about with Dr. Carmona on the health front. That will be coming up after we speak on the live line with Pima County Supervisor District 1 Republican Allie Miller. Supervisor Miller, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. How has your summer been?
It's been great.
Very
had
nice.
Had a little break. We didn't have any meetings for 3 weeks, so it was nice to get a little break and get away, and now we're back. So,
yesterday you were back with your first meeting really after the kind of the midsummer break, and you, along with your colleagues, were unanimous in approving a new program intended to reduce the number of feral cats that are euthanized each year. This is called the Community Cats Program, which will trap, then sterilize, vaccinate, and release feral cats and free-roaming local cats. What can you tell us about this program, Supervisor?
Well, this program, I believe it's going to be very effective. Best Friends Animal Sanctuary out of Utah is providing a grant to fund this for 3 years, and we all know that we have a problem with too many pets and too many, especially the feral cats, are really hard to control the population. So yesterday, I think, was a really, kind of a turning point for Pima County, that we're actually going to try to stop the increasing feral cat population instead of having to euthanize these animals. They come in, they're healthy. And I think a lot of good points are made by the people that came to speak in favor of it, that, it has a horrendous impact on the employees of the Pima Animal Care Center having to put down healthy animals. And once you spay and neuter these animals and put them, they go back, they're released back out, they're not going to reproduce. So I think the projected decrease is 15,000 animals over the 3-year period in terms of births. So I think it's a very good program, and I'm really happy that it, was a unanimous passage, and people were passionate about it.
I was surprised to learn that about 45% of the animal care center in Pima County, the euthanasia cases, are these feral cats.
Yes, and it is, it's a huge problem, and it has been for years, and I think now we're starting to come to a solution. There was a woman who spoke about we need to look at, what happens when these cats are released back out. How can we, ensure that they don't come to a tragic end even after we've, sterilized them and put them back out? There's always room for improvement, and I think Supervisor Bronson talked about, we can always improve on this down the road, which we, will do as it goes. I'm sure, it's a tough problem, and I think this is the beginning of a really good solution.
Well, we just had a call from a listener who is concerned that the feral cats kill the birds, so I don't know what we can do about that.
Well, there was there were a couple of people that spoke out as a saying that the feral cats are killing birds, and there's right now they're out there doing it, and there's going to be, I think one lady spoke very insightful when she said the birds that are killed by the cats are the unhealthy birds, because a bird can see a cat coming and escape. So I think that problem, and according to Dr. Garcia, there's we were talking yesterday that there's not that problem, level of problem with the feral cats killing birds that, people expect.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Jerry has a question. Jerry called 790-2040. Jerry, you're with Supervisor Miller. Go ahead.
Well, Supervisor Miller and Bill, hello.
Hi.
I was at the Board of Supervisor meeting and sat with several people, and we were somewhat confused because of what Mr. Huckleberry said about the election procedure and the situation we have with elections. And it looked to me from what he said that he was more interested in putting money towards a soccer field rather than having clear, transparent elections, which got me very upset. So could you please explain that?
Sure. Yesterday, as you know, we voted on, there were two issues on the elections. Number one was the audit process proposed by the Election Integrity Commission. And that process right now, the way that the audit is done on early ballots, which, as you know, Bill, it's that 80% of our voting is done by early ballot. So there's a real concern that right now the process that we do the audits do not reconcile by precinct. So the machine count is by precinct, and the early ballots are audited by a batch as they come in, so it's all mixed precincts. And if you don't reconcile to the precinct, you're really not doing an audit, you know, the hand count. So they had proposed that we do this hand count by and pull out two precincts and actually reconcile it, because that's the only true way you can ensure that you've got a transparent election. And then there was the election equipment, and it cost $1.8 million to have precinct scanners. And the Election Integrity Commission wanted the precinct scanners. I think that was unanimous. And Mr. Huckleberry did not. He said, we can't afford it right now. And it's, you know, they want to have them all scanned at a central location. So basically, you'll have dumb boxes out at the polling locations. They'll no longer be counted at the polling location. And some of the people that spoke from the Election Integrity Commission pointed out that if you don't have this additional check and balance, you're taking more and more integrity out of your election. And I said, if we can spend $1.75 million on a down payment on soccer fields, why can't we spend $1.8 million to ensure the integrity of our elections? And I think that is a huge problem that we are going to have if people don't feel confident in the elections. And yesterday what happened is that the election equipment to have precinct scanners was voted down, and also the audit process proposed by the Election Integrity Commission was voted down. And the interesting thing about this audit process is they have been trying to get this in place for years. So some of the arguments were, well, you came too late to the table. They've been coming to the table for many years trying to get this process changed. And then in 2012, it was actually in the elections manual provided by the Secretary of State that we had to do it by precinct. And the elections director got a waiver so that they didn't have to do it by precinct. So I think yesterday what happened in Pima County is a turning point for us. We lost a little bit of freedom yesterday, a whole lot of freedom, and our elections. There's no way that this is going to make the verification of our elections transparent and verifiable. So this is a very, in my eyes, we need to fix this and ensure that we have an audit process in place that will actually reconcile a precinct for early ballots.
All right. Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller is with us. We're going to go back now to the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. We have Sherman wants to get another question in about the feral cat situation. Go ahead, Sherman.
Well, hi, Bill.
Hi.
By the way, I am one of your conservative listeners. There are some, a lot. And I really appreciate that you are a fair and thorough broker of information.
Thank you, sir.
Makes your show good to listen to.
Thank you.
Ms. Miller, I am also a supporter of yours. And I want to touch back on the concern that you said a lady had who thought, well, you know, if we spay and neuter the cats, that's only going to cause them to continue to predate on the birds. And I want to emphasize that by spaying and neutering the cats, and I take care of some ferals myself, that's why I'm calling, Eventually, that lowers and continues to lower the number of cats, and the birds are fine and left alone.
And absolutely. Yeah, it was the reduction is projected to be 15,000. There will be 15,000 less cats in 3 years.
Sherman, you still with us? Sherman? Hello. Yeah, go ahead, Sherman.
I also understand that what's the name of the facility up in Utah that's helping fund this?
Best Friends Animal Sanctuary.
And aren't they the sanctuary that has taken in a lot of Michael Vick's dogs, former dogs?
I think so.
They are a very reputable animal sanctuary up in Utah, and they do amazing work. They, when you know, the hurricanes happened, they went down and rescued a lot of animals during the hurricanes, and they're all over the country, and they do amazing work. I've been familiar with that charity for many, many years.
All right, Sherman, thank you for calling on 740-2040. We're going to ask Supervisor Miller to stick around for a couple more minutes during her lunch break. Thank you very much, Supervisor. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1220 on our midweek edition here on Buckmaster. 790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line, and with us is Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller, Republican District 1, and let's go back to the live line. Kay, you are up with Supervisor Miller.
Yes, thank you. I often write to my representatives when I have concerns, and I try to, you know, give my opinion out there, hopefully making some kind of a change. And I would really like to do that in Pima County. I have great concerns that I share with Allie Miller. My problem is, Allie Miller is my supervisor, so writing to her won't really help because we're pretty much aligned on most of these things. I want to know what else I can do to affect change in Pima County.
Well, Kay, right now, as you know, I'm in the minority on the board, and it's very difficult. The things you can do is you can write to the other supervisors. I think it's very important that you express your opinion to them. But also, you know, we have to remember that elections have consequences, and all five of us will be up for election in 2016. And that's the, you know, when we need to change what is happening in Pima County. I feel very strongly about that. And people need to get active in these elections and remember about the local races. People have traditionally not really, you know, been as active on these races, and we need to get some change in Pima County. I was the first change on that board in 15 years. And one of the things that you may have heard about is the proposed sales tax that Mr. Huckleberry wants to do as a result of, you know, the road repairs that are a huge problem, close to $300 million. And the question I have about that is, why has it taken, you know, almost 20 years for them to start thinking about the roads? They have not prioritized properly. They're spending on special interest projects. They've shown over and over again they're not going to stick with prioritizing core services. That was proven out when they just recently approved spending close to $10 million when the interest is added in for a purchase of a soccer field. And we put $1.7 million down, and we're not looking at our roads. You know, we keep spending on special interests, things that are not core to the services that the residents are looking for. And the roads are the most important issue from every resident that I have heard about in Pima County.
Well, and I was going to say that you're referring to Mr. Huckleberry wanting to implement a half-cent per dollar sales tax to pay for road repairs and cut property taxes.
Well, you know, that we'd see what would happen with that. There's no guarantee that the property taxes would be cut. And end of the day, they just raised the property taxes. And if you look at Arizona Tax Research Association, they said Pima County slams taxpayers with unprecedented 61 cents per $100 of assessed value. And that is a nonpartisan group, and they're looking at Pima County, and they wrote a scathing letter. It's the first time I've ever heard of ATRA, Arizona Tax Research Association, weighing in. And now we want to impose not a half-cent sales tax, an additional half-cent sales tax. As you know, we already have a half-cent sales tax for the RTA, which is for new road construction. So the taxpayers are going to get hit with an additional half-cent sales tax, and I cannot support that. We always have the solution is let's do it on the taxpayer back. Let's put another tax on the taxpayers. Taxpayers are overwhelmed. They're getting hit from every direction, from the federal government. And I will tell you, Bill, that I've done an analysis of all 50 states, mm-hmm. and the 10 states with the highest gas tax mm-hmm. have the roads in the worst condition. And the states with the lowest gas tax have the states with the best condition. And Pima County is right in the middle of there.
Well, I was just going to say that this sounds like it's dead on arrival, because in order for this sales tax, it would require unanimous approval from...
That's correct.
Yeah, and you're definitely not on board on this from what I'm hearing.
I cannot support it. We, in addition to, you know, we're $1.4 billion in debt, Bill, and we have $200 million in certificates of participation, which come directly, the payments come from our primary tax, from our budget, our operating budget. And if we're putting debt into our operating budget, you know, we're starting to do what the state did by mortgaging all of their buildings. I mean, we're not going to own the capital for another 5 or 6 years if they can even pay it off, if the economy stays good. So that's what we're beginning to do in Pima County. We have $200 million out there right now on mortgaged buildings, basically, that we're, you know, we need to pay back. It's like a lease buyback situation. And so the taxpayers, we cannot continue operating in this tax and spend mode. We've got to cut back the spending and stick with the core services. I keep hearing that over and over again, but we never do it. We continue down the road of, you know, let's build some more soccer fields. We already have soccer fields at a stadium down on the south side that are not working. They have not, you know, brought in the crowds that we were promised. And we have increased the maintenance on that facility because they built more soccer fields in that facility last year and more bleachers. And we can't even, and I've been down there, and we don't even have a quarter of that stadium filled when they have soccer games for the MLS games. And end of the day, this investing more money in soccer in an area of town where the residents don't go. They just don't. It's been proven with the baseball, and now we have soccer. And so we're in a situation now that we're cut to the bone. We've got to stop using monies for special interest spending.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to have to wrap it up here with you in about 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you about, especially since we'll be having Dr. Carmona on in a few minutes talking about one of the issues about smokers. I see that the county is saying now that smokers need not apply. Are you on board on this?
I'm still researching this. I know a lot of companies have implemented this policy. My concern is that if you're chewing the nicotine gum,
mm-hmm.
and you're a person that has quit smoking or you're in the process of quitting smoking, that they will test you and you will test positive, and then you cannot apply for another year to Pima County. So there are some real issues with it, and it would be government overreach to actually test people. For, you know, I think it's very invasive, I've read.
So right now you're not on board with this?
No, I am still looking into it, but what I've seen, and I will tell you, Bill, we're kind of, you know, under the gun with yesterday's meeting. It was a huge bunch of items to look at yesterday. So I haven't researched this completely, but right now I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking it's government overreach, getting into people's lives a little too much when you start testing people.
Okay.
And so that's a real concern that I have, but I am still looking into it because there are a lot of private companies that have implemented it. Whole Foods, I believe, mm-hmm. is one, and there's several others that people have sent me information on, so I'm going to be looking into those and see what they do.
Okay.
And maybe we could change it so that it's more palatable for people.
All right, Allie Miller, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, arts, hiking, birding, exploring the Muggione ghost town. Silver City's historic downtown makes a great and a very cool weekend getaway, just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City, which has a mile-high elevation, which is about 5,000 to 6,000 feet. Plenty of great accommodations in the area like Georgetown Cabins, Manzano's RV Park, and Spirit Canyon Lodge. You can check out more about Silver City and Grant County on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Carmona, 790-2040, for questions for the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. If you have any questions health concerns that you would like to share with Dr. Richard Carmona, he would be more than happy to entertain your questions and comments. And again, the live line number for the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. You're listening to us on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're live streaming at buckmastershow.com. We'll be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Red Cross disaster response manager in London says it's critically important that people in Africa with symptoms of Ebola are identified quickly. Ben Webster reacting to word that authorities in Nigeria did not initially treat Patrick Sawyer as an Ebola patient and isolate him after he arrived in Nigeria last month. He later died from the disease. Iraqi officials say car bombs have killed more than 50 people in a busy shopping area of Baghdad. City's been on edge since Sunni terrorists captured large areas of the country's north. Egypt's foreign minister says Israel and the Palestinians have reviewed what they consider as issues of concern as indirect talks get underway in Cairo. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 17 points and NASDAQ ahead 5. More details at srnnews.com.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry! What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Richard Carmona joins us now on Buckmaster. Dr. Carmona was a vice admiral in the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps and served as the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. After 4 years as Surgeon General, Dr. Carmona returned to Tucson, where he is vice chair of the Canyon Ranch Resort and Spa Company. He is president of the nonprofit Canyon Ranch Institute. He is also a professor at the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health at the University of Arizona. Dr. Carmona has had a very successful law enforcement career here locally. He's been connected to the Pima County Sheriff's Department since 1986. A couple of years ago, 2 years ago, he tried his hand at politics, became the Democratic Party's nominee for the United States Senate. He lost to Republican challenger Congressman Jeff Flake. And Dr. Carmona, it's great to have you on the program.
Nice to see you again, Bill.
You think you'll ever get involved in politics again?
No, Bill, I don't think so. I was recruited because a candidate was needed. It was not something I aspired to, but after thinking about it for a while and speaking to a lot of thought leaders who I know over the years, both on both sides of the aisle, I was encouraged to throw my hat in the ring, and I did, as a civic duty. But it wasn't really something I aspired to.
What was the experience like for you? And to put it very bluntly, did it leave, Dr. Carmona, a bad taste in your mouth?
Yes, it did, Bill. And because from the very first day, you're handled, you're managed, it's hard to be yourself because people are trying to put you into a box with talking points.
And that's not you.
No, it's not. It's not. And then,
sorry, you're not that put in a box.
No, and then, of course, it's, you know, you spend most of your time on the phone asking people for money so that you can buy ads that undermine your opponent. And I think that our democracy has gone off the rails. It's not what our founding fathers considered to be, where the citizen serves and the allegiance stays in the community, and then you come back home and somebody else serves. I mean, this has become a business now, a multi-billion-dollar business, when two presidential candidates raise over $1 billion each so they can attack each other over a 2-year period. What benefit is that to the nation?
And I think it gets to the point, Dr. Carmona, that so many of us now just tune out these political ads. I'm sorry, but, you know, the attacks just, I know I'm speaking for myself here, they don't resonate with me, I'm telling you that.
Well, I agree, and I think for a lot of informed people, they don't. But it's, you know, it's the old story of watching the train wreck, you know, that you keep looking anyway to see. But to me, it's rather an embarrassment. You know, what I would prefer to see, and of course, what I tried to do when I was running was, let's have some formative debates on issues, okay? Not name-calling, not negativism. Let's address the issues and let the people see how you or I, my opponent, would address the issues. And let the people then be informed and vote accordingly. And that doesn't happen.
Jesse Steinfeld, who became the first Surgeon General ever forced out of office by the president after campaigning against the dangers of smoking during the Richard Nixon era, has died in Southern California. He was Nixon's Surgeon General from 1969 to 1973, and he really campaigned hard, Dr. Carmona, as you know, against the dangers of smoking. In many ways, this man was really ahead of his time in his message. And that message just did not resonate in the halls of Congress and at the White House.
You're right. Jesse Steinfeld was a career public health official. He was the Surgeon General in the Nixon administration, and had many political battles like Coop did and I did because of various politicians trying to shade the truth, shade the science. You know, the tobacco lobby tried to have him ousted as Surgeon General. He spoke out forcefully about sexually transmitted disease at a time when it wasn't politically correct, yet thousands and thousands of people were being affected. And so they tried to force him out, but eventually he resigned because it was such an untenable position and he could not do his job as the doctor of the nation.
The doctor of the nation, the Surgeon General, really since, it's been a while since we have had a Surgeon General other than an acting. What's going on? Has that office become now just so politicized that it's hard to put somebody in there and get them confirmed?
It's absolutely so, Bill. In 2007, Surgeon General Coop, myself, and Surgeon General Satcher, three surgeon generals who had worked for liberal and conservative administrations over a 20-year period, testified to Congress about the politicization of the office. And there was no light between us. The three of us all spoke as doctors of the nation and said, the problem is you guys. It's Congress. You're politicizing the office when you should be encouraging, if not demanding, that the Surgeon General speak out regularly on the basis of science about a whole host of issues facing us. And Congress, of course, took the report and did nothing about it, even though they requested us to come and testify. So it's really a sad state of events that in the Army, Navy, and Air Force, who have Surgeon Generals, there's succession planning. They get in, they get out. This particular position has been politicized to the point where it's common now to have actings or no Surgeon General for years because of the politicization.
Richard Carmona is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. So we continue to have this succession of acting surgeon generals. You held your tongue and really didn't speak out anything negative about the Bush administration until after you left, and then you talked about suppressing scientific findings. What was it specifically that really got under your skin?
Well, first let me make the point that President Bush and his chief of staff, Andy Card, I had discussions with them on many occasions about the difficulty. And the president, much to his credit, always said to me, and his chief of staff said, Rich, you're the Surgeon General. You do the best job you can with the information. Let us handle the politics. They were always supportive, but there were people in the administration for their own self-interest, for their own self-gain, managers at different levels who would try and shade things to look better than they really are, take credit for things. And those are the ones that would try and vet your speeches and take out the words that were, you know, scientifically valid, but they didn't like it because of their political reasoning. So, again, I was accused of attacking the Bush administration. I did not. The president, I always held him in high regard. I didn't agree with him on everything, but nobody agrees with the president on everything. But I respected him, and he always was true to his word and demonstrated integrity. It was the people in the middle, and Surgeon General Coop and Surgeon General Satcher said the same thing. The people who were there to climb to the next level of the ladder, to look as like the best Republican or Democrat, shade the truth, and yet once you become Surgeon General, you get nominated, you confirmed, and I was the first Surgeon General confirmed unanimously in the history of our country. You're the doctor of the nation then. You're not the doctor of a political party. As a trauma surgeon in this town, Bill, I never had a patient come into me with gunshot wounds or stab wounds and ask for a Republican or a Democratic surgeon. Yeah. You wanted somebody to save you.
Yes.
So all of us, including Surgeon General Coop, who was a mentor of mine, you know, we took that job very seriously, that our job is to protect, promote, and advance the health, safety, and security of the United States based on the best science.
Dr. Richard Carmona with us. We're going to take a break right here on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back with Dr. Carmona. Lots to talk about. We'll talk with Dr. Carmona about what he believes right now is the most pressing health issue facing the United States. That's as we continue with the Buckmaster Show.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, I've got five kids and four of them are daughters.
Daddy, there's a spider in my room.
Oh boy, did I get smart. I took care of the spider, but the smartest thing I ever did was call 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more bugs in a Lehman household. They do a great job, they're economical and environmentally friendly.
We're 5-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are talking with Dr. Richard Carmona, who is the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. Dr. Carmona, what is the most pressing health concern right now? First, I'll give you what I believe to be my view on it. I'm very worried about this epidemic of obesity and the pre-diabetes that we are seeing, these levels of some estimates as high as 1 in 4 Americans who are very close to either having diabetes or very close with their sugar level. After all, sugar is addicting.
No question. No question. Well, Bill, you're right on target. When I frame the issue a little bit larger, it's really about behavioral choices, because for most people, obesity really is because of sedentary activity, eating the wrong foods. Now, there are people that because of genetics, because of endocrine problems, that we exclude those.
They can handle the weight.
For the most problem, most of the people who are problem, it is because as we age, we get more sedentary, we eat the wrong foods. And to put it in perspective for you, if you take obesity and tobacco, okay, you account for a very significant portion of the disease and economic burden in our nation, at which we spend little under $3 trillion a year on our so-called health care. It's really sick care. But what's important in that number is 75 cents of every dollar we spend are spent on chronic diseases, most of which are preventable. So therein lies the potential for huge savings, but it means the public has to cooperate. The public has to pursue optimal health and wellness. The government can meet them halfway, provide programs, and it's so far. But we can't just give you a card and tell you, go ahead and smoke, go ahead and eat anything you want, and the government is there to help you get better. We can't afford it anymore. The bank is breaking. The legacy we're leaving our children is unsustainable.
The e-cigarettes, some are saying that they're perhaps a gateway. I don't know. There's an article today in the Wall Street Journal, a doctor, Richard Siegel. He's a professor at Boston University School of Public Health. He's been involved 25 years in the tobacco control business. And he makes the argument, Dr. Carmona, that the evidence is lacking that people who use these e-cigarettes go on to become addicted to cigarette smoking.
It's correct. I know Dr. Siegel, and you know, in my role as Surgeon General, I work with many of the tobacco, anti-tobacco groups. You know, I wrote Surgeon General reports on various aspects of tobacco, and he's correct. A lot of the discussion today is on emotion, not on science. That, well, it looks like a cigarette, it has smoke, it's got to be bad, and we don't have that information yet. The e-cigarette, though, I believe, holds promise as an aid in what we call harm reduction. That is, if you could get people off tobacco, which is what causes the cancer and heart attacks and strokes, and just have them get their nicotine fix, but not with all of the bad stuff that causes disease, wouldn't that be an improvement? That's the theory behind it. And research is still being done, but it's become very polar, and I'd be the first to admit that the scientific medical community is divided on this, but a lot of the arguments right now are emotional, not scientific.
Are we making progress in the war on tobacco?
Well, we are. We're about 1 in 5 people in the United States still smoke. About 1 in 3 of our servicemen and women still smoke, which is a drag on health care in the military. And so it's plateaued because when you look after the Second World War, almost half the people smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're down to about 1 in 5, so it's better. But in the last decade, we've plateaued. And so those of us who have been in this fight for years, and especially Surgeon Generals, are always saying, what else do we need to bring that level down even more? Nicotine gum, nicotine patches, sprays have all helped a little bit, but the recurrence rate is still very high. So e-cigarettes presents another opportunity to at least look at a potential for harm reduction.
Dr. Richard Carmona is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Carmona, if you would slip on that headset here so we will be able to hear. I believe we have Dan up first. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a very interesting show. I was reading an article recently concerning the fact that in all our history, we have medically inspected people coming into our country for disease, strange diseases and stuff, and that's one reason we have been so healthy in this country. And now we have millions pouring in who are not examined to any great degree, and we're bringing back TB and smallpox and a lot of other diseases. We think we're not even sure what diseases some of these people pouring in are carrying. And I haven't heard you say anything about that. What's your feeling on it?
Okay, thank you, Dan. Go ahead, okay. Dr. Carmona.
Well, thanks for your question. First of all, smallpox has been eradicated in this part of the world, so there's no smallpox here from any source, immigration or otherwise. However, you're right, there has been in some areas increased cases. I know in the Pima County Jail over the years we've had a couple of tuberculosis cases come in, and they're very costly. Hence the need for comprehensive immigration reform. Hmm. Congress has continued to fail us. When I was Surgeon General, my boss, President Bush, and Senator Kennedy, two diametrically opposed politicians, came together for a plan a pathway to citizenship, to end this problem and bring comprehensive immigration reform that would benefit us. Let's give opportunity to people who come here and get PhDs. Let's give them jobs. Let's help them contribute to the country, as well as dealing with the flux of people across the border. But yet that failed. And because of that, we're still in the quandary. So I share your frustration that we definitely do need comprehensive immigration reform. If we can get Congress to act as the leaders they're supposed to be, this problem could be solved.
Dr. Carmona with us, 790-2040. And again, we go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. Ingrid has a question or comment for the doctor. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Dr. Carmona, what are your can you give some opinions and comments on secondhand smoke, the use of e-cigarettes versus patches, and the fact that cigarette smoke migrates throughout apartment buildings?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank you. The answer that way.
Sure. Thanks for your question. Well, I wrote a report on the definitive report, actually, in 2006, the Surgeon General's report on secondhand smoke. So we know that secondhand smoke is bad. For many years, the tobacco industry told people it was just a nuisance. For those of us who are old enough, we remember they had smoke-free areas in restaurants and smoke-free areas in buildings and on planes. But when our team at CDC and NIH and throughout HHS did all the research, and it was put out in our report, it was clear that secondhand smoke kills, and you don't want to be anywhere near there. For instance, young ladies who are pregnant, who may not be smokers but live in a house that has smokers, their babies are born smaller. Their babies are born with higher incidence of ear infections and asthma and bronchial infections. So make no mistake, secondhand smoke kills. As to the issue of the e-cigarettes, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago with Bill, the science and public health community is divided. Many of us think that this has great potential for what we call harm reduction, that is to get people away from tobacco combustible products, which cause cancer and heart disease and other problems, and get them onto a nicotine fix that doesn't have all those bad problems, and then try and wean them off of that over time. So that's kind of the simple answer to the e-cigarette problem. The challenge, of course, is there's so many companies out there, it's not being regulated, and the FDA is trying to figure out how to handle this because it's not really tobacco, even though it looks like tobacco. And one of the companies I've worked with, Enjoy Company, I insisted if they wanted my advice that they needed to go to the FDA and request regulation, appropriate regulation, and that they will not sell to children and so on. So we do need oversight and regulation, and we're hoping the FDA will weigh in quickly in a fair manner to adequately regulate this product.
The acting Surgeon General, Boris, is it Lushniak? Is that
Lushniak?
Lushniak,
yes.
Did make some news here recently. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about the succession of acting Surgeon Generals we have had. I believe that this doctor is a dermatologist and issued a report, Stop Tanning and Save Your Skin, was the message. Yeah. There.
Well, Dr. Lushniak, or Admiral Lushniak, is a very accomplished physician who served selflessly for 3 decades now as an officer in the U.S. Public Health Service. He has been an assistant director of the FDA. He is board certified in 3 areas, including dermatology and medicine. Very, very accomplished physician. But because of politics, he's held in an acting position when he could be serving the country as the confirmed Surgeon General. He did speak about that because, as you know, in Arizona, we're the second highest rate of skin cancers in the world, secondary to Australia. Mm-hmm. And he decided to put out a report to alert people, especially in the summer months, that, you know, there's no safe level out there. You want to have sunscreen on all the time. You want to take appropriate sun precautions because over time, the exposure is cumulative and the risk for cancer and skin lesions increases the more you're out there over the years.
Well, Dr. Carmona, we want to thank you very much for being with us, and we want to thank you also for your service. We didn't get a chance to get into the whole your service with the Pima County Sheriff's Department, your service with the Trauma Center. I know the Sheriff's Department, that's something that you've held very close to your heart.
Well, I've been a deputy for about 29 years and was a SWAT team leader and, you know, worked as a detective for a while, and I loved being a police officer, and I still work with the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, in military, I enjoyed my Army Special Forces time. So I've been very fortunate. You know, as you know, Bill, I started out as a homeless high school dropout, and the Army is what gave me the opportunity to get a GED and change my life. And I've got a lot to be thankful for.
What do you think? And I'm out of time, I know, Rose, but quickly about all the Army has said they're not taking people with tattoos. I mean, I just read in that they're turning about 30 a week in Arizona kids away because of tattoos.
I'm not involved in that, first of all, but I think, you know, we need a thoughtful look to see if that's really a rational thing to do.
All right. Dr. Carmona, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure to be with you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Culligan. It's better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your business and residential water needs, the folks at Culligan supply all of the Buckmaster Show in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Again, we thank them for their support. Coming up this afternoon at Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, and then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, and then 8 to 9, Christy Simone with the Daily Double. Producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for our Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.